Hi, my name is Kevin Van Doorslayer. My stage name is Kevin the Carney. I am an actor, writer, director of movies, theater. I also do stand-up comedy and, hello. Born and raised in Brussels, yeah. As a Carney, though, so we were traveling from city to city, town to town, so it wasn't only Brussels. I was raised in a carnival family that goes back, we believe, seven generations. Everybody in my family is a Carney. We did a lot of things, from carousels to duck fishing, from rifles, but mostly carousels when I grew up. That we've been doing for four generations. And yeah, we always lived in caravans, still. My whole family is still Carnies, all of them, except me. It was kind of a special life, but of course you don't realize it is special until you're older because it's the only life you know. I speak Brusselsch, I speak French, the normal Flemish, I'd say, because I was taught in school, and then now I speak English, obviously. So those are like four languages in a way, Brusselsch included. I speak the Carney slang, which is an argot, and we have argot in French, and we have the one in Flemish, which are two different languages, two different argots. So
a specific Carney language, just like the American Carney language.
Yes, it's a specific Carney language that's developed over many, many years and still is developing, like any language, you know, street language. I dreamt of New York, of the States in general, but more specifically New York. And then, as sometimes in life it happens, wonderful surprises. My dad, he wanted to run the marathon. And not just Brussels marathon, then he wanted to do the New York marathon. And he wanted to take me with him to do it together. And that, for some reason, I was like, wow, this is like, it was my moment. I was like, wow, okay, if I do this with my dad, I get to go to New York. And I stayed for 5 years. I worked in a bakery in New Jersey because we had a friend that we knew. And on weekends, I always went to New York. I took the train, I went to New York City. I was 19 years old and I said, I want to be an actor for the first time in my life. And so the guy helped me to get into theater schools, all the actor studio theater schools, Stella Adler, Lee Strasberg, the Neighborhood Playhouse, and they all refused me. I wouldn't take no for an answer. So I came back to Belgium and I studied English and theater. And that's why I did the plays with the American Theater Company and English Comedy Club to prepare, to also practice my English and theater, all everything together. And then I went back in 2003 and all the schools accepted me. The national tour that it was one of the first jobs that I booked coming out of theater school. My first job was actually a little role in American Gangster, Ridley Scott, extra, with Russell Crowe, but it was too much to believe. All of a sudden you're there on set with Ridley Scott and Russell Crowe is behind you, like, what's going on, you know? And that same week, all of a sudden I book a role going on tour for 6 months with the National Theatre Company playing Aramis in The Three Musketeers. So I was a working actor for 6 months, traveling. It was everything that I dreamed was coming together. It was an amazing experience. I went to LA and stayed there for 2 years. Always worked as an actor, always needed other jobs to pay my bills. I started doing my own movies, so I've always been a writer, but now I wrote, directed, and produced my own short film last year. I'm in the middle of post-production, it should be finished, we have a deadline for September 15th. It's a comedy, it's in also Brussels slang, the Vloms, well it's mixed, Vloms and in French. I actually flew over one of my classmates from New York, half Jamaican, half New York, a black guy who was perfect for the role, and the film is called Rendez-vous mais Dieu, and he plays Dieu. And Dieu is not God, well maybe he is, we don't even really know, but he is an African guy who sells CD in the pub, and he is everybody's best friend, and it's a great comedy. We laughed making it, and I'm laughing as I see it still after 50 times. It's a story of brother and sister the day after their father's death, and they decide to go steal the dad's coffin to spend one last night with dad in the pub. So we had a lot of fun making it. Very Brussels humor as well. As I was on tour with the National Theatre Company, and that's 2005, it was the first time I was really lonely. I was lonely in New York, but doing that tour is really alone. And it was the first time I had the guts, I'd say, and the courage to do what I always wanted to do, is write a film about my people, about the Carneys. And it was like I had been doing my homework for this movie and research my whole life. And so it came quite easily, the first draft, but then I really wanted to get into it. And so I flew back often to really ask questions about these people who are still alive, who started the union at the Carnival, which my grandfather was part of, and that's the story I developed, and that is what made me come back from town to town. The Ville en Ville, which is the story of the survival of the Carneys, both World War here in Belgium. Big brother.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you very much.